All right, Rabbi, we'll say good morning. Good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up, today's daf is Yud Aleph. We are picking up 11. We are picking up Yud Amud Beis. A lot to do today. Incredible, incredible Gemara. Four lines up, actually five lines up from the bottom, right at the two dots. Today, Rabbi, our shir this morning is for the month is dedicated by Eyal and Sarah Steinberg in honor of the Yartzeit of Eyal's mother, Ilya Daphna Bas Yosef. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah and Shem will have an aliyah and the family a nechama. Let's begin. So Tanan Asam, Shai Rabbi Kiva Omer. Both say, so we're still, the good news is, I know many of you thought that the discussion about Asham was over. Rest easy. It is not. Baruch Hashem, there's still more Asham for everyone. Hey, and again, we're going to be discussing over here specifically, focusing on the Shita of the Mishnah, which wants to group Asham together with Chatos. Specifically for what purpose? That just as a chatas, which is offered up, what's the halacha? Again, the good news is we're going to become bekiyam in karbanos. What's the halacha if an ashram is offered up, shalom lishma? Puzzle. Right? Puzzle. Mamish puzzle gamre. So Rabbi Eliezer wants to suggest that an ashram is in the same category. So we've been discussing that particular shita this entire time. So it's not hasam. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kaldam shenichnesu leheicha lechaper psulim. Rabbi Kiva holds that in general, any time that blood of a carbon is brought inside the heichal to effect atonement, the blood is pasul. It is only the blood of a chatas that have brought inside ultimately is pasul. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, half a asham. Rabbi Eliezer says it's not only the chatos that's puzzle, if its blood is brought on the inside, but even the asham. Why? Shene emar, ka chatos, ka asham. So remember again, this is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer in general, based on this very simple pasuk, ka chatos, ka asham, which tells me that whatever the status of the chatos is, the asham shares the same status. Bishlama Rabbi Eliezer, kidika amar taima. So I understand Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, this Rabbi Eliezer is just shita in terms of asham because he just quoted the pasuk. And the Rabbanon, my time, but why do the Rabbanon say that dafka achatas is pasul if you bring his blood inside the heichol? Amir Rava, asham nichnas damo lifnim pasul, lo matzis amrit. So the Gemara says as follows. Rava says, because an asham whose blood is brought inside that it should become pasul is not really a tenable position. Why? Amrit kavachomer. Kavachomer ola. Because we'll say kevin ka kavachomer from ola. What's the kavachomer? Ma ola. We'll say tap of yod aleph. Ma ola shu kalil nichnas damo lifnim ksheira. So an ola which is totally burnt on the mizbeach, and yet if you bring its blood on the inside, the carbon will still be kosher. Asham sheino kalil lo kol shikin. An asham which is not totally consumed on the mizbeach, we'll say if its blood is brought on the inside, certainly, again, it should not go ahead and pose a problem. To which we must have one second. But how can you compare an ola to a chatos? At the end of the day, an ola is not mechaper. An ola doesn't affect kapara. Minchas chote tochiach. We'll say, so the mincha of a chote, meaning the mincha offered up by someone who was liable to a chatos, ultimately, again, will prove this point. We'll say, Rashi points out that the minchas chote is the carbon ola viyore de shmias kol. Remember, shmias kol is the case, a person is called upon to give edus, they swear they don't know any edus, and therefore, again, ultimately, they have to bring the carbon over the viyoreit. V'leima chatas ha'of tochiach. So why not go ahead and bring the rye from chatas ha'of? Chatas ha'of bayo d'Rabbi Avni. We'll say, chatas ha'of, we ran into the problem posed by Rabbi Avni, which was brought up in yesterday's daf. V'lifroch, why not go and advance the pircha? Mala minchas chote shekein eina min zevach. We'll say, why don't you bring up the fact that you can't compare it to the mincha of a chote? Why? Because we'll say a mincha is a meal offering. It's a flour offering. It's not a zevach. It's not a carbon. Ola tochiach. Ultimately, fine. You could prove it from ola. But baram rabo say v'chazra din lo rizikir izeh v'lo rizikir izeh. At the end of the day, these cases are all dissimilar. Zeh atzad hashav hasheba. And so what is the common denominator between these cases? Shehin kodshei kadoshim. We'll say these are all cases of kodshei kadoshim, which remember again are highest sanctity offerings. V'nichnas daman lifnim ksherin. And even though normally there is no concept of a blood application on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, but all of these kabbalas which are kodshei kadoshim, if the blood was offered up inside the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, the carbon would still be kosher. Af ani avi asham, shu kodesh kadoshim, so too again, I will include asham, which is also kodesh kadoshim, v'nichnas damo lifnim kosher. And if its blood is offered up inside the Beis HaMikdash, it will still be kosher. So we'll say this explains the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. That ultimately, again, even if the asham is brought inside of the Beis HaMikdash, the blood will still, the carbon itself will still be kosher. Amar le Rava mi Barnish l'Ravashi. So Rava mi Barnish says Ravashi, v'lifroch, why don't you raise the following kasha on the Kal v'chomer, or on Maratzad, v'lifroch, ma la'atzad ha'shava shabahan, shekein ein lahen kitzva. Why don't you say the kam denam there amongst all of these other commandments, we'll say, is that what? They have no minimum value requirement. Yet, tomar ba'asham, sheyesh lo kitzva. Yet, we'll say, when it comes to asham, as you saw in yesterday's daf, there is a minimum value requirement for asham. What's the minimum value requirement for asham? 2 shkalim. Right, you can't bring an asham less than 2 shkalim. Ella, hainu taimayu di rabbanon. Rather, this is the logic of the rabbanon. I'll also remember again, I want to be clear. So the rabbanon, go ahead. The rabbanon are the ones who say that it is only the blood of a chatos, which if brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, will invalidate the karban. Right? Only chatos. So the Gemara says, what's the logic of the rabbanon? So the Gemara says, damakra, dama, dama shel zu, below dama shel acher. But say ultimately again, the pasuk says dama, its blood, which is a reference to the chatos. It is only this blood, which if brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, will ultimately again be possible. But this does not apply to other karbanos. Therefore, other karbanos which have no blood application inside the Beis HaMikdash, even if their blood is brought inside, the karban will not be possible. V'idach, and the other opinion will say dama velo bisara. We'll say that actually from Dama we darshin its blood and not its flesh. What does that mean, Rashi? V'lo b'sara, it's right across from Tosos, Bala Ovda, Shem nichnas b'sar lehecha inan efseles, that if the meat of the carbon was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't invalidate the carbon. V'idach, Dam Dama. The other opinion will say, I can learn that out, Abbas, from the fact that it could have just said Dam. It says Dama, and therefore I can learn out 2 things from there. Number one, that it's only the blood of Achatas which is brought inside and validates the carbon. And number two, it's only the blood which invalidates the carbon, bringing the flesh of the carbon inside does not invalidate it. V'idach, Dam Dama lo darish. The other opinion doesn't darshan Abbas side the Dam Dama drasha. Fine. Bishlam the Rabbanon the Amri Asham Sheshachtu Shalo Lishmo Kasher. So it's according to the Rabbanon who say that an Asham that was Shechted Shalo Lishmo is kosher. Because we'll remember again, going back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer is the only one who says that an Asham is like a Chatos. Right? Remember again, and in Rabbi Eliezer's defense, he's got a pretty good proof. What's his proof? What's his drasha? Kachatas kasham, right? The pasuk seems to link the two. So Eliezer is of the opinion that just like everyone agrees that a chatas that's offered up shalo lishma is going to be possible, so to an asham offered up shalo lishma is going to be possible. But the Rabbanon hold no, an asham is like every other karban, that if offered up shalo lishma, what's the halacha? It's kosher. Oh, but doesn't count towards the owner's obligation. So Bishlam the Rabbanon the Amri Asham Sheshachtu Shelo Lishmo Kasher. So quite Rabbanon who say that Asham never Shat Shelo Lishmo is Kasher. Hanu the Iskish Mincha Lechatos Mincha LaAsham. I understand the comparison between a Mincha and a Chatos and a Mincha and a Asham. What's the comparison? What's the here we go. This Anya. Rabbi Shimon says as follows. Kodesh Kadoshimi Kachatas Kaasham. The pasuk says, it shall be holy of holies, kodesh kadoshimi, kachatas ka'asham. Like the chatas, like the asham. So the Gemara says, minchas chote, harihi kechatas. The mincha of a chote, we'll say, is like a chatas. What does that mean? Lefichach, get ready for this. Kamsa shalo lishma, psula. We'll say, what does it mean when it links, ultimately again, the mincha to the chatas, to tell you that if one did the kmitza, Shalo lishma. Ultimately, again, the mincha is possible. What's the kmitza? So the kmitza is the kohen takes his 3 middle. We spoke about this on Sunday. Kohen takes his 3 middle fingers, scoops up some of the flour, shaves off the excess with his pinky and with his thumb. That part goes in his back. The rest of the carbon is actually consumed by the kohen himself. So the Gemara says as follows. So what does it teach you? What's the comparison between the mincha, ultimately again, and the chatas? Tell you, just as a chatas have done shalom l'shma is going to be possible, so to a mincha, where the kmitza was done shalom l'shma, will also be possible. Minchas nedava hari kasham. So we'll say if you have a minchas nedava, which is a mincha, which is a nedava. It is, I know, that was the technical definition. Right? So hari kasham, it's like an asham. We'll say first wide line of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Hari kasham, lefichach, kamsa shalom l'shma, kshera. Oh, well, it's amazing. So now what we see is this is really, you have to admit, this is riveting. Because I want to say, what we see over here is in one carbon, two different affiliations, karbonic affiliations. If you are a minchas chote, so we'll say if you're bringing a mincha as a form of sin offering, then what? Then your mincha is like a chatos, right? If your mincha is like a chatos, then it's just like a chatos shelo lishma is possible. So too, the kmitza of the mincha done shelo lishma will also invalidate the mincha. Yet, if you're bringing a minchas nedava, which is just a voluntary mincha, the Gemara says that is treated like an asham. Like an asham. So you say to yourself, well, why is a voluntary mincha treated like an asham? What's the answer? The answer is, it's just based on the pasuk. The pasuk, when referring to the mincha, says, Kodesh kadoshimi, kachatos ka'asham. So it's telling me that there are times that the mincha is like a chatos, and times that the mincha is like an asham. So, okay, when is the mincha like a chatos? We'll say, when is the mincha like a chatos? When it's offered as a sin offering. When is it like an asham? Apparently, any other time. So therefore, from offering up a minchas nedava, a voluntary mincha, that's like an asham. We'll say, what's the status of an asham? So therefore, what? If I offer up the minchas nedava, shelo lishma, what's the halacha? It is kosher. Why? We'll say, just like an asham that is offered up shelo lishma. Again, remember, Rabbi Eliezer is alone on the island. He is the only one who holds that an asham shelo lishma is like a chatos shelo lishma. Incredible. Elo Rabbi Eliezer. So we'll say, so now, first of all, what's incredible about these Gemaras is the ability to pick up different carbonic facts as we go along. So just even this notion, first of all, there are two different types of carbon minchas. I mean, there's more than two different types, but for our purposes, there's the minchas chote, there's the minchas nedava, and each of them have a different status. Minchas chote, like a carbon chatos, therefore shelo lishma will be pasul. Minchas nedava, like an asham, and therefore shelo lishma will be kasher. That's fine according to the Rabbanan. We'll say second wide line, you're aleph and aleph. Ella, the Rabbi Eliezer, my hilchosa iskish mincha lechatos and mincha leasham. We'll say according to Rabbi Eliezer, and we'll remember again, what's Rabbi Eliezer shita? What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? He holds that what? An asham is like a chatos. So now we've got a problem, because the Torah is telling me that a mincha is like a chatos, like an asham. Well, in Rabbi Eliezer's worldview, that's repetitive, because chatos and asham share the same status. If that's the case, why is the Torah comparing the mincha to the chatos and the asham, to which the Gemara says, L'chi'idach to Rabbi Shimon. The comparison of Bosei is important for the other limud of Rabbi Shimon. What's the other limud of Rabbi Shimon? Watch this. This is amazing. This nan. Shalobikli sharis psula. Bosei that the halacha is, what happens if you took the komets, you took the handful of the three fingerfuls of the korban mincha, and you didn't put it in a kli sharis? Bosei kli sharis is a sanctified temple utensil. Look at Rashi. Shalobikli sharis. Shalokidish hakomets. It's almost right across from the Gemara, but it's not. Right? Meaning, if it's across from the Gemara, right across, six lines up. Shelo b'kli sharis. Shelo kidesh ha-komet b'kli sharis psula. We'll say, watch this. That if you took the komets, and you're supposed to put it in a kli sharis. So Cohen takes the komets, supposed to put it in a sanctified utensil. Let's say he didn't. So we'll say, what's the halacha? The carbon is pasul. Why? Shamanachas hukshul zvachim. Because ultimately, again, the mincha is compared to karbanos. Liton arba avodos. To teach you that, again, you're chayven arba avodos. Four different types of sacrificial service. Kamitza keneged shchita. So we'll say the kamitza corresponds to the shchita. Matan komets beklisharis keneged kabbalas hadam. And the placement of the komets into the klisharis corresponds ultimately to the receiving of the blood, to kabbalah. To Kabbalah, holacha keneged holacha. Rabbi will say both have a holacha, which means walking the item over to the mizbeach, and haktara keneged zvicha. And ultimately, again, the offering, the haktara, the offering of the komets, is corresponds to the zrika sadam. So we'll say, first of all, this is amazing. Just in general, to remember the four fundamental avodos by a karban: shchita, Kabbalah, holacha, zrika. We had that last week. Now the Gemara just says, by the way, mincha has the same four corresponding avodos. So instead of Kabbalah, which means the receiving of the blood by the mincha, what is that? That's the placement of the komets into the klisharis. Holacha is the same by both. the zrika. Halacha is the same by both, and ultimately, again, the haktara is by the zrika. Right, the haktara is the sprinkling of the offering of the kometz corresponds to the sprinkling of the blood. So we'll say, listen to this. So therefore, if you do not go ahead and what? If you do not go ahead and offer up, or I should say, place the kometzah into the klisharis. So ultimately, what? We'll say, by the way, if you'll notice again, by mincha there was three, right? Because again, remember, the last piece is obvious, which is the actual burning of the kometz on the mizbeach itself corresponds to the burning of the karban. So the placement of the kometz represents the haktar, the zrika, the sprinkling, and then ultimately again the haktara, the burning of the item, is the same for both. So in any event, the Gemara says as follows. So shalobi klisharis pasul. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon says that halacha lemaisa, even if you didn't place the kometz in the klisharis, the karban mincha is kasher. So you're going to ask why. So this is where it gets very exciting. Rabbi Shimon, where do you get that from? That you could offer up a karban mincha, even though what? The kometz wasn't placed in the klisharis. How do you know that? My time, Rabbi Shimon, Amarkra, Kodesh Kadoshim Hi, Kachatos Ka'asham. Very interesting. Because the Karban Mincha is Kodesh Kadoshim Kachatos Ka'asham. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Now this is actually right across in Rashi. Kachatos Ka'asham. First of all, Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Im Holicho Biyado Bekom So Ad Mizbeach Vektiro. So also Rabbi Shimon says that if you mamish took the kometz in your hand and walked the kometz over to the Mizbeach and placed the kometz under there, so you skipped the klisharis, Rabbi Shimon says the carbon is still kosher. Why? Because the pasuk says kachatos kosher. Rashi says lahachi iskish mincha lachatos ulo ashem shinashavim behil chosein lomelach. We'll say, watch this, Gary. Look at the Gemara. So kiyashem bala ovdo biyad. If you want to offer up the carbon mincha with your hand, i.e., without a klisharis, ovda biyamin kachatos, you have to do it with your right hand, like a carbon chatos. We'll say in just a moment. Bekli, if you want to go ahead and put the karban mincha into a kli, into utensil, then ovda bismol ki asham, you do it with your left like an asham. What is this talking about? Take a look at Rashi. Bala ovda behalochos vaktaros piachelo bekli. If you don't want to use a kli sharis, then what? Ovda biyamin. Rashi says shakomets ba kizrikas damchata shibiyad. We'll say, watch this. In Rabbi Shimon's model, you have a choice as to how to offer up a mincha. You could offer it up again biyad or bikli. But here's the difference. If you're going to offer it up biyad, then you have to offer it up in the way that the kohen does the zrika. How does the kohen do the zrika, Rabbi Osai? Zrika has to be done biyad yamin. Like, just like the zrika of the chatos, which has to be done biyad yamin. On the other hand, if you want to go ahead and offer it up with a kli, Rashi says, bala avda b'kli, Rashi la avda b'smol, reading Rashi, laholi chakli shakacha b'socha b'smolo l'mizbeach, velitin b'smolo min akli ala ashim, ala ishim, kizrikas dam asham, shu min akli l'mizbeach, she'ina b'nesinas etzba. Deloksiv etzba, ala b'chatos ukshira b'smol. We'll say, watch this. So chatos, ultimately, again, has to have an actual blood application. Because of that, the zrikas adam has to be done, ultimately, again, with his hand, which is done biyad yamin. The asham could just have the blood poured from the klisharis and could even be done bismol with your left hand. So we'll say, get ready for this incredible drasha. So therefore, in Rabbi Eliezer's model, where Rabbi Eliezer says that, remember, he makes for him, in his world, so chatas and asham have the same status. So we'll say, remember again, well, we'll go back in just a moment. So Rabbi Eliezer says that the comparison between mincha and chatas and asham yields two dramatic halachas. Tells you that you could offer up a mincha either biyad or bikli. But if you're going to offer it up biyad, then what? Kachatas, which means what? Right hand. Or if you're going to offer it up bikli, kasham, even with your left hand. So we'll say, so amazingly enough, a fundamental machlokes, how to understand the comparison between karban mincha and the chatas and the asham. According to the Rabbanan, we'll say, ultimately, again, it's teaching us that halacha lemaisa, distinction between two different types of menachos. A minchas chote, which is like a chatas, if offered up shalol l'shma, will be pasul. A minchas nedava, like an asham, if offered up shalol l'shma, will be kasher. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Kachatas kasham telling me two different ways to offer up menachos. You could offer up kechatas, which means biyad, but it has to be biyad yamin, or ka'asham b'kli, and then it could even be done b'smo. Incredible. So the Gemara goes weiter. Rabbi Shimon haikra mafik le'lahaki u'mafik le'lahaki. So we'll say Rabbi Shimon will dash in the pasuk both ways. In other words, Rabbi Shimon will say these limudim actually are not mutually exclusive. We'll say, remember again, you could accept both drushes of kechatas ka'asham, both according to the Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Eliezer, for they are not mutually exclusive. Again, remember, the only thing that forced Rabbi Eliezer to go ahead and dash differently the Rabbanan was what? Because the Rabbanan made the comparison between Minchan Asham to tell you, just as Asham could be offered up Shol Lishma, so to a Minchas Nadava could be offered up Shol Lishma. That doesn't work in Rabbi Eliezer's model, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that an Asham has to be offered up Lishma. So Iker Kra, look at Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiyahi, the Asam. So we'll say the Gemara says, but the Iker Kra, the Iker Pasuk, comes to ultimately again make the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiyah, the Uminchas Chote Dipsula, Shalo Lishma. And ultimately again, to teach me that the Minchas Chote, that is offered up Sholishma, will be possible. So the Gemara says, Chatos Taimamai, Dichsiv Ba, He Minchas Chote. Excuse me, He Mincha. Oh, excuse me, He. Because we'll say the Pasuk says ultimately again, He. Remember again, wherever we see that drush of He or Who, always comes to teach us that what? Dafka. That it has to be done Lishma. To which the Gemara says, Minchas Chote Namik Siv Ba He. Well, by Minchas Chote, it also says the word He. So what do we do with that? To which the Gemara says, L'Rabbanan, L'may Hilchasa Iskish Chatas La'asham, Asham L'Chatas. So what's according to the Rabbanan, for what purpose is Asham compared to Chatas? L'Amar L'Cha, Machatas Tuna Smicha, Af Asham Ton Smicha. But see, ultimately, again, to teach me that just as the Chatas requires Smicha, so too the Asham requires Smicha as well. So we'll say, incredibly dramatic Gemara. I will say, but ultimately, again, what does come out, I just want to point out to you that Halacha L'Maisa, we accept, when I say Halacha L'Maisa, I mean the Rambam, Psulim Mekdoshin, brings down both of these concepts, Halacha L'Maisa. So we've just learned two pieces of Hilchos Karbanos, Halacha L'Maisa. Both of them revolving around the mincha, teaching me four halachas essentially. Halacha number one, that if a minchas chote is offered up shelo lishma, the kmitz is done shelo lishma, we'll say what's the status of the halacha of the karban? Pasul, like a chatas. Halacha number two, if a minchas nedava is offered up shelo lishma, the halacha we'll say is kosher, just like an asham. Halacha number three, if a karban mincha is offered up biyad, it must be done how? Biyad yamin, like the chatos, and if it's offered up a kli, then what? Right, now, if it's offered up a kli, it's even the left hand, meaning obviously it doesn't have to be done with the left hand. We lefties feel cheated on a variety of levels, but you never have to use your left hand, right? But what it's saying is, if you offered up a kli, you can even use your left hand. And I will say, those are four pieces of halacha lemaisa. Good. Vector. Yossi ben Choni, Omar Neshchaz. So also remember again, Yossi ben Choni had an interesting sheet in the Mishnah. Yossi ben Choni spoke about Shinui. He says, Hanishchatan l'shem pasach l'shem chatas psulin. He says, it sounds like what he's saying is, anything that shechted l'shem pesach and l'shem chatas will be pasul. We're going to define the scope of this. So the Gemara says as follows. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yossi ben Choni v'Rabbi Eliezer amru davar echad. So Rabbi Yochanan says that really Yossi ben Choni is saying the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. Rabba Amar Bachirim, excuse me, I just lost the place here. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Davar Echad. Rabba Amar Bachirim. Right? Bachirim Meshim Chatas Pligi. Rabba says, no, what they're arguing about, they're both saying, is what happens if you offer up other karbanos l'shem chatos. Ultimately, and if you look at Rashi for just a moment, it's the fourth wide line. Rabba Amar Ba'achirim L'shem Chatos Pligi. Yosef, here, actually, look at the previous Rashi before. Amru Davar Echad, Rabbi Eliezer Nami Pasal Ba'achirim HaNishchatel L'shem Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer also holds that other karbanos that are offered up l'shem Pesach, the bizmano, on the time for Pesach, or the Shem Chatos Kamos Hashana, and Rabbi says, no, Ba'achir L'Shem Chatos Pligi, Yossi Ben Choni Rabbi Eliezer, V'lo Pas Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Ba'achir L'Shem Pesach, Ava Ba'achir L'Shem Chatos Machshir. So Rabbi's view is that, no, Yossi Ben Choni Rabbi Eliezer only passels by acherim that were offered, other kabbarnas offered up l'shem Pesach. But for other kabbarnas offered up l'shem Chatos, ultimately Rabbi Eliezer says they're kosher. Yossi ben Choni will say that it's passel. So we'll say machlokes about what the machlokes Yossi ben Choni Rabbi Eliezer is. So the Gemara says, Tisanya, ha Pesach she'avra shnasa v'shachta bizmano. So we'll listen to this. So Pesach was she'avra shnasa means, remember, Kram Pesach could only be offered up within its first year. Let's say it aged out. So what's the halacha? And you shechted it bizmano, and you shechted it on Erev Pesach, lishmo, for the sake of Pesach, v'china shochet acherim l'shem Pesach bizmano, or if you shechted other karbonos, l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's posel, and Rabbi Yeshua says that it's kosher. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, in b'shayimos hashana, she'eno kasher lishmo. Both say, if you shecht, this is talking about a carbon Pesach, if you shecht a carbon during the rest of the year, that lishmo means l'shem Pesach, the carbon is not kasher, achirim ksherim lishmo. So the Gemara says, achirim ksherim lishmo, but if you shechted other carbonos for the sake of Pesach, it's kasher. Because remember again, if you shecht a carbon during the rest of the year, l'shem Pesach, then what is that? That's a shlamim. That's just a regular shlamim. Bizmano shu kasher lishmo. Then certainly if you shechted bizmano on Erev Pesach, and if you shechted lishmo, it's kasher. Eino din shiyich shirachir lishmo, then certainly what? Certainly other kabanos. Shechted l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach should be kasher. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, ochi l'fadvarim. Everybody says, you can say just the opposite. Uma in b'shayim os hashana she'eno kasher lishmo, if during the rest of the year, where it's not kasher lishmo, kasher l'shem achirim, it is kasher ultimately if you shechted for a different purpose. Bizmano shu kasher lishmo, if Erev Pesach, when it is kasher lishmo, eino din shiyuch shor l'shem achirim, certainly again, it should be kasher if you shechted for some other purpose. The yuchshar Pesach ba'abas are shalol lishmo, and therefore again, a Pesach, shechted an Erev Pesach, even shalol lishmo should be kasher. The kacha to omer, are you really willing to say this? That a carbon Pesach, shechted an Erev Pesach, shalol lishmo should be kasher? Mali huch shor achirim shaymos hashana. Lishmo. Why is it that again other karbanos offered up during the rest of the year lishmo will be kasher? Shekenu kasher l'shem achirim. The yichshir achirim bizmano lishmo. Shekenu pasul l'shem achirim. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, but here's the problem. Imkain, if you accept that premise, horesa koach Pesach. V'nasata koach v'shlamim. You have literally again downgraded the koach of the carbon Pesach, and you've given additional koach to other forms of karbanos. Chaza Rabbi Eliezer v'dono din acher. Rabbi Eliezer therefore modified his ruling. Matzinu mosar Pesach v'shlamim. We found the Bosai that a quote unquote an extra carbon Pesach, which the Bosai, you know, we've seen all the variety of cases for that. Simplest case is I separated out a carbon for carbon Pesach, then what happens? Carbon gets lost, I bring a replacement, and then we find the first. So what happens to that carbon, Rabbi Bosai? Bashlamim. It could be offered up as a shlamim. Yet, ve'in moser shlamim ba Pesach. But Rabbi Bosai, leftover shlamim carbon cannot come as a carbon Pesach. Uma Pesach, shamosar ba shlamim. So we'll say, if when it comes to carbon Pesach, if a leftover carbon Pesach could be offered up as a shlamim, shachto bizmano shlishum shlamim pasol. But if you shecht it on Erev Pesach, lishum shlamim, ultimately again it will be pasol. Shlamim she'in mosarin ba Pesach. Both say other shlamim. We're in Mosar and Ba'Pesach. We're again about to say the other leftover karbanos cannot be offered up as a karban Pesach. Im shachtam l'shem Pesach bizmano. If you shechted it l'shem Pesach at the right time, eino din shei psulin. Should the karban certainly not be? Shouldn't the karban certainly be pasul? Amar Bezer both say. Amar Rabbi Yeshua matzinu Mosar chatas ba'ola. Rabbi Yeshua responds: we have seen a leftover chatas be offered up as an ola. Ve'in moser ola b'chatos, but a leftover ola can never come as a chatos. Uma chatos shemosara ba'ola. We'll say if it comes to a chatos, where the leftover carbon can be offered up as an ola, shachta l'shem ola psula. But if you shechted it, if you shechted a chatos l'shem ola, then ultimately it will be possible. Because also remember, any shinui by chatos is possible. Ola she'in mosara b'chatos. Then certainly in older rabbis say, where the leftover carbon cannot be brought as a chatos, shachta l'shem chatos eino din shetei psula. Certainly again, if you shechted it l'shem chatos, certainly it should be possible. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer lo, im amrat b'chatos shekin k'sher l'shma kol hashana. When it comes to chatos, which is kasher, if offered up lishma throughout the entire year. Tamar bePesach sheino kasher lishma ella bizmano. Pesach is only kasher if offered up lishma in its right time. Hoyel vu pasul lishma, since Rabbi say ultimately they're going to be pasul even if offered up lishma. Dinu sheif sulachirim lishma. Certainly, again, Rabbi say other karbanos which if offered up lishem Pesach, not at the right time, or even on the right time, should certainly be possible, even if they're offered up lishma. I'll say, bottom line, halacha lemaisa, what do we take from this? So the Rambam in Hilchos Psuli HaMukdashin says as follows. This is in Perek Tesvav, halacha yud beis. Halacha beis, listen to this. So the Rambam says, I'll say, bottom line, Pesach sheshachtu lishma ba'arbasar kodim chatzos, jumping ahead a little bit. That's the next sugya. All right, you know what? I'll just read it to you, and then we'll see it in the Gemara just a moment, because the Rambam groups a number of halachos together. Pesach sheshachtu lishma ba'arbasar kodim chatzos pasul lefi sheino zmano. We'll get to this in just a moment. Avra shnaso v'shachta bizmano. We'll say if the korban aged out, right? The korban is over a year, but you shechted it on erev Pesach. V'china shochet shar zvachim b'shem Pesach. We'll say this is really the ikar over here. This is what we're talking about. If somebody shechted other karbanos l'shem Pesach. So the rabbis say now I'm shechting another karban, the shem karban Pesach. Afilu shechton achar chatzos. Even if I shechted them after chatzos on erev Pesach, hari elu ksherim, the karbanos are kosher, v'lo alu lebailin l'shem chova. But what? They have not satisfied my karban Pesach obligation. So the rabbis say, this is really the part that we're focusing on over here. That if the karban, if ultimately again, I went ahead and I shechted an animal that was over a year old, and I shechted it on Erev Pesach, l'shem Pesach, or I shechted other karbanos, l'shem Pesach, on Erev Pesach, both say the halacha is, the karbanos are kosher, but obviously they do not count as karban Pesach. The first case doesn't count as karban Pesach because ultimately again it aged out, and ultimately in the second case both say because these karbanos already had pre-existing identities. Fine. I'm sorry? It's a shlamin. It counts as a shlamin. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says as follows. So Shimon Achi Azari Omer. So let's remember again, this was the last opinion quoted in the Mishnah. Shimon Achi Azari says as follows. He says that halacha lemaisa, any time that there's a shinui, any time you change the designation of the carbon, you have in mind for the wrong designation. So Shimon Achi Azari says as follows. As long as what? As long as your kavana is for a carbon of higher sanctity than what? The carbon is kosher. If your kavana was for a carbon of lower sanctity, your carbon is pasul. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, Masni Mishnei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Achabri Drava, Masni Mishnei Rabbi Yanai, my time the Shimon Achi Azariah, where does Shimon Achi Azariah get this from? That if you have a shinui for a higher sanctity, the carbon is kosher. Shinui for lower sanctity, the carbon is pasul. Drama Kral, V'lo Yechalalu Hashem Kodshe, Es Kodshe B'nei Yisrael, Es Asher Yarimu LaHashem. So we'll say, so the Pasuk says, V'lo yichalu es kachim v'nei, so you shall not profane the kachim of Klal Yisrael, eis asher yarimu la'ashem, that which they lift up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'muram mehen, ein mischalalim. As long as what? As long as you raised up your karban, you have not profaned it. Which Shimon Achi Azariah translates as how? As long as you had in mind for a higher sanctity, the karban is good. B'namuch mehen mischalalim. But if you have in mind for a lower category carbon, then ultimately, again, the carbon is profaned. So, one second. V'haylach yudasa. Ultimately, again, is that what we use that pasuk for? V'hami b'ayle v'chidishmo. We'll say, we need that pasuk to teach us the dinner shmo. We'll say, first wide line, dhamma shmo. Minayin la'ochel es ha'tevel shubamisa. How do we know that if a person eats tevel? We'll say, tevel means produce from which shumas and maestros have not been separated. We'll say, this is amazing. How do I know that if ha'loch la'maisa, I eat tevel, I'm chayiv misa, shne'emar, v'lo yichalu eshem kodshi, eshem, excuse me, v'lo yichalu es kodshi b'nei Yisrael, ashe yarimu la'hashem. Well, so listen to how they dash in this pasuk. You shall not profane kodshe b'nei Yisrael, asher yarimu, that they will lift up. Ba'asidim litshom akasim adaber. Torah is talking about being chayiv misa for something which will be lifted up, which is a reference to tevel. If you eat tevel, which ultimately, again, will have trumas and maestros lifted up from it, but you eat from it before you lift up the trumas and maestros, you chayiv misa. Im kein lichtov kra asher hurmu. Well, say, that's the case if I was going to just say asher hurmu. May asher yarimu. Why does it phrase it as yarimu? For what purpose? Shema mina tarti. Well, say, to teach me both halachas. Both halachas. I learned two halachas from that pasuk. Number one, that halacha lamaisa, you don't profane the karban if what? Ashe yarimu, if you lift up the sanctity, you only profane it if you downgrade it. And halacha number two, that if you go and you eat tevel, person's chayim misa. Incredible. Boy Rabbi Zera, ksherin ve'im meratzin. Excuse me, I'm Rabbi Zera. So what's Rabbi Zera? Boy Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zira advances the following shayla. He says the following: When Shimon Achi Azariah says that if you have in mind for a higher sanctity carbon, the carbon is kosher, does he mean ksherin ve'imaratzin? But say, what does kosher mean? Because kosher means the carbon is kosher, but it does not affect atonement on behalf of the owner, and therefore, again, v'chi pligi bechada pligi, and therefore, really, Yossi is only going ahead and. Excuse me, Shimon is only really arguing on one point. In other words, Rabbi say he's only arguing that the carbon could be kosher, but he's agreeing that the carbon does not advance atonement on behalf of the owner. Ol Vilma ksherin umiratzin betati pligi. Or maybe Rabbi say what Shimon Achi Azar is actually saying is that what when you have in mind for a higher level carbon, Rabbi say it does two things. What does it do? Number one, the carbon is kosher. Number two, it is misyaches to the owner. It affects atonement on behalf of the owner, and therefore he's arguing on two points. So remember again in the Mishnah, so Shimon Achi Azariah says as follows: if you take a Bechor and Meiser and you shecht it l'shem shlamim, it's ksherim, right? Rabbi say why? Because there, in Shimon Achi Azariah's model, you're having in mind for a higher sanctity. On the flip side, shlamim sheshacht on l'shem Bechor or l'shem Meiser psulin. If you take a carbon shlamim and you shechter it l'shem bechor l'shem meiser, it will be possible. V'saka daitcha ksherin umiratzin. And if you want to say that in Shimon Achi Azariah's model, the carbon is not only kosher but it also affects atonement. So bechor baritzuyehu. Why does he choose the case of bechor? Bechor affects no atonement on behalf of the owner. Ela ksherin ve'imiratzin. Rather, you have to say what? That in Shimon Achi Azariah's model, say what he means is, if you have in mind for a higher level sanctity, then what? The carbon is kosher, but it is not misyachis to the owner. It's not connected to the owner, and therefore does not affect any atonement to the owner. And since the end of the Mishnah Bosa is ultimately talking about a case of Ksheim Emiratzin, so to the Reisha. So Gemara says, one second. Midi'iria. Hakadisa, v'hakadisa. Maybe not. Maybe the two cases in the Mishnah Bosa should be reckoned separately. Elamai kamash malon. Gavah v'namuch. So what is Shimon Achi Azariah coming to teach us? He's coming to teach us the different gradations of karbanos. Well, that doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, Tanina, we already learned the different gradations of karbanos. Keitzad kadshe kadoshim. Well, says sheshachton l'shem kadshim kalim. Ultimately, again, we learned also, Rabbi, say that's what? The case of kadshe, we learned in the Mishnah, kadshe kadoshim, there was shechton l'shem kadshim kalim. So the Mishnah already gave me the different categories. Mal detema, what would I have thought? Kadshe kadoshim, the kadshe kalim, would be ikal gavav and amok. Amen, I thought Rabbi said that really in karbanos there are only two different categories. There's kadshe kadoshim, kadshe kalim. Ava kalim v'kalim, lo. But maybe in kachim kalim itself, maybe there are not different gradations, to which the Mishnah says that's not true. Even in kachim kalim, there are different gradations. But we already learned that as well. Shlamim kodim masabachar b'nei shem tuunim matan arba, usmicha, unisachim, utnufas chazei v'shok. So we already learned that even in kachim kalim, there are different gradations. For example, shlamim rabosai comes before bachar. Why? Because shlamim requires matan arba, requires a blood applications, smicha, nisachim, tenufa, waving of the chest and the thigh, to which the Gemara says, you're right. But ha ikur ha'hi agrara naspa. We'll say you're right. But the primary place where the Mishnah teaches me this halacha, we'll say, is in our Mishnah. And the second Mishnah, again, was kind of just brought in passing. Now the truth is, we don't adopt any of these distinctions, halacha l'maisa, the distinction of Rabbi Eliezer, of Yossi, of Shimon Achi Azariah. So that's why, again, the Rambam doesn't codify any of this, the halacha. We don't make these types of distinctions. Mishnah. Bosei Vector. Second Mishnah, Mazel Tov, on completing the first Mishnah, on Maseches Vachim Shkoyach. Second Mishnah, it only gets better. HaPesach Sheshachtu Shachris Barba. So we'll listen to the Shalom Shalom. We'll say it's an amazing case. I'm Shechting my Karban Pesach. Now we're focusing just on Karban Pesach. I'm Shechting my Karban Pesach. The morning of the 14th, Shalom Lishmo. Suppose that there's a variety of things that are happening over here. Right? Number one, I'm shechting in the morning. Again, even though we always thought Karban Pesach is shechted in the afternoon, we'll discuss this. So I'm shechting it in the morning of Erev Pesach. shelo l'shmo, not for the sake of Karban Pesach. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yoshua machshir. Rabbi Yoshua says the Karban is kasher, kilu nishchat b'shloshasar, as if it was shechted ultimately again on the 13th. Rabbi Yoshua, now what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yoshua machshir, the Pesach b'shaymos ha-shona chashivle. So we'll say essentially what Rabbi Yoshua is saying is as follows, that a Pesach offered up on the morning of Erev Pesach, shelo l'shmo, is effectively what? Like a Karban Pesach offered up on any other day of the year, which is reckoned how? Karban Shlomim. Okay. Ben Besera posel. Ben Besera says no. Excellent. Table one. You guys all got that right. Excellent. Baruch Hashem. Suppose so. Ben Besera says it's posel. Ben Besera says Rabbi said that the Karban ultimately is posel. Kilo nishchat ben ha'arbayim. As if Rabbi said it was shechted on the afternoon of Erev Pesach, l'shem something other than Karban Pesach, and therefore again the Karban will be pasuk. Again, we're going to explain all of these shitos. Amar Shimon ben Azai. So Shimon ben Azai says, Mikubal ani mipi shivim ushnayim zaken. So Rabbi said, listen to this. I have a Kabbalah from the 72 elders, which sounds like the Sanhedrin. B'yom shel Shiva Rabbi Eliezer b'yeshiva. The day that they installed Rabbi Eliezer as the Rosh Yeshiva, that we learn the following. We'll say any karban which is consumed, which is eaten, that was offered up, that was shechted shel l'shman, ksherim, ultimately again our kasher, elo shelo alu lebayla mishum chova. But they don't satisfy the owner's obligation. I will say, now this seems to be what? Restating that which we learned in the first Mishnah. That any carbon offered up shol l'shma is going to be kosher, except it does not satisfy the owner's obligation. Chutz min ha-pesach u-min ha-chatos. Wow. But what did he add in over here? So I say he added, now again, we also saw Pesach. We saw this before. This is actually not such a chiddush, right? Actually, take it back. It's not a chiddush. We saw this before. With the exception of Pesach and Chatos. That if Pesach and Chatos are offered up shol v'shma, not only do they not satisfy the obligation, but what? The carbon itself is possible. For the Hosef ben Azai ela ha'ola, the only thing ben Azai added onto this list, Rabbi Osei, was what? Was the Ola. For the Hodu lo chachamim, and the chachamim ultimately, again, did not agree with him. So we'll say, okay, now let's begin. So also we're going to focus on, the Mishnah brought down this first case of a Pesach that was offered up the morning on Erev Pesach. So what's the status of that carbon? Rabbi Yeshua says it's kosher. Now when he says it's kosher, he means it's kosher as what? Kosher as a shlomim. Because just like a carbon that was offered up on the 13th, on the 12th, on the 11th, in the month of Shvat, whenever it is, and therefore it's offered up like a shlomim. Ben Besira ultimately says that it is possible. So let's analyze this. Amar Rabbi Elia, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Mach shir haya ben Besira, be Pesach sheshachtu shachris ba'arbasra l'shmo. Ooh. We'll say, now watch this. The Gemara just totally switched gears to a different case in the Mishnah. What about a Karban Pesach offered up the morning of Erev Pesach, Lishmo? So I shecht my Karban Pesach, Lishmo, for the sake of Karban Pesach, but I shecht it the morning of Karban Pesach. So now Rabbi Elazar is saying to Rabbi Oshia that Ben Beseira says such a Karban is kosher. Such a Karban is kosher. Why? Dechule yomaz manehu. Because we'll say, get ready for this. This is wild. This is wild. So we'll say, so now because Ben Beseira holds that the entire Erev Pesach is ultimately kosher for Karban Pesach. You can shecht Karban Pesach the entire day. Umay ki'ilu. So ultimately, again, what's the meaning of the word ki'ilu? Rashi says, ki'ilu nishchat bein ha'arbayim. So we'll say, remember again, if you go back in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah, when speaking about a case of a Karban Pesach shechted shelo lishmo in the morning. So Ben Beseira says, it's ki'ilu nishchat bein ha'arbayim. It's as if it was offered up in the afternoon. But one second, if Ben Beseira says that the whole day is kosher for the Karban Pesach to be offered, why does he use the word ki'ilu? I do the Amr Rabbi Yoshua ki'ilu, Amar Nami Ki'ilu. I will say, since Rabbi Yeshua used the word Ki'ilu, Ben Beseira just wanted to fit in. Everybody wants to fit in, right? And therefore, again, if the first guy is using the word Ki'ilu, not first guy, if Rabbi Yeshua is using the word Ki'ilu, then Ben Beseira also wanted to use the word Ki'ilu. So one second, Gemara says, one second, you just dropped a bombshell on us over here. You just told me that Ben Beseira holds, let's leave aside Shalosh for just a moment. Let's take an actual, typical case of Karban Pesach. What you just told me is that what? That Allah Lamaisa Ben Beseira holds that if you offer up a Karban Pesach, Lishmo, on the morning of Karban Pesach, then what? The Karban is going to be kosher. To To which the Gemara says, we'll just say with this, we'll stop. Ihachi ad miflagi b'shalo lishmo, liflagi b'shmo. If that's the case, then why are you framing the Machlokas and the Mishnah between Rabbi Yeshua and Ben Besira in the case of Shalo Lishmo? I'll make it even more intriguing. Frame the Machlokas of Osai as what? As the Shmo. Frame the case as a Karban Pesach offered up the morning of Karban Pesach, Lishmo. And apparently, again, Ben Besira will say that the Karban is kosher. And ultimately, again, Rabbi Yoshua will say that the Kabbalah is possible. So I'm going to leave you on a little bit of a cliffhanger. We're going to stop over. We're going to pick up in Meretz Hashem with this bombshell case tomorrow morning. Shabbat.